I'd like to welcome everyone to this sixth episode of our 10-part podcast series, Working with Millennials, which features another highly informative Q&A with Smooch Reynolds. Smooch currently serves as a global investor relations and communications practice group leader with DHR International. She is a key behind-the-scenes advisor to CEOs about their corporate brand advancement. Fortune brands, Diebold, Hyatt Hotels, Grant Thornton, American Waterworks, and a host of other companies come to her for advice and counsel. During the last 15 years, Smooch Reynolds has added more than $300 billion in valuation to client organizations through her IRO search work. It's been an amazing career. Outside of her professional work, Smooch has been just as forward-thinking, especially in the sphere of helping young, up-and-coming millennial talent. She is the proud mother of three millennial children, so I think it's safe to say she has direct, hands-on experience both at home and in the workplace. I'm your host, Adam Shapiro, and this is Talent Talks. Now that millennials make up more than half of the American workforce, HR professionals are increasingly concerned about how to best cater to their workplace needs. Talent acquisition leaders recommend everything from non-traditional employee benefits like telecommuting and flexible leave to glamorous team retreats to help managers bolster their millennial appeal. Problem is, it's not working. Fortunately for us, Smooch is here today to help us all focus on strategies to keep millennials on board. Smooch, welcome to the show today. It's great to have you back.
Thanks, Adam. I'm always happy to participate and look forward to the conversation.
We love speaking with you, so thank you. So, Smooch, I'm coming across more and more reports finding millennials reporting less job fulfillment than their generations of workers before them. How concerned are you about this as an executive recruiter?
I'm actually very concerned, Adam. You know, the millennials are the next generation of truly influential professionals in corporations and in our society. And if they continue to be disengaged from their work, their colleagues, and their employers, there will be a dramatic emptiness and a transitory impact on corporations' employment base. And as a result, I think companies will lose critical momentum on business initiatives that require continuity of thinking and action. And I also think the ethos of companies could potentially shift to a less engaging one, furthering corporate risk.
So what Smooch is saying is employers need to do all they can to keep millennials engaged at all times, not just monthly or twice a year during feedback sessions, but at all times. And from the nature of our research, Smooch, and your answer specifically, clearly millennials are not feeling engaged, even though we've thrown every conceivable perk at them. So what's going on with millennials there?
Well, I think there's, on one hand, a very easy answer. And part of it, a large part of it, I think, is their upbringings that were punctuated with myriad types of technology, constant feedback, and praise, they're warranted or not. And this notion that parents or somebody would be fawning all over them all the time. Mm. And as a result, in many ways, the baby boomer generation, the parents created their own challenges with the millennials due to this quick fix parenting that made their lives as parents easier.
So you're saying it's all your fault, Smooch.
That's right. The net result is, you know, the generation wants positive feedback immediately and to be making forward momentum in their career lives all the time. A restless generation in some ways that demands management providing a feedback loop that is different than what managers may have expected to do in the past or may have been trained to do in the past.
Well, we are the generation of immediate gratification, so it only makes sense that when everything is available at the click of a button, the same should go in the workplace. And even an Amazon order can now be done by speaking to a home device. So why not bring this into the workplace while everything is instant? So another common criticism of millennials is that they are simply too demanding of their managers and employers. Are they?
You know, whether they are or aren't, Adam, isn't really our place to judge. The responsibilities, in my opinion, of leaders today is to define effectively how best to engage this generation in a consistent, frequent, and direct manner. Show them you're interested in paying attention as their boss. Most importantly, don't relegate their performance review to the standard old line way of handing out praise. Who doesn't like to hear job well done on a real-time basis? So while they may be expecting more and to hear more frequently, it's no different than generations ahead of them.
Yeah, I keep saying we as millennials because I am a millennial, and the truth is, we as millennials want to be noticed, and feedback of any kind, like you said, it at least shows that employers are paying attention and care enough to do so. I can tell you that goes a long way, as you've clearly pointed out. So, Smooch, we need your bottom line advice here. What can managers do to keep millennials engaged and to get them to be happier and to stick around longer? Any words of wisdom or strategies that you can suggest?
Absolutely. So my top three tips for managers at all levels of a company, Adam, including the CEO. Number one, pay attention and praise millennials when their contributions and behaviors are additive to the team's success. I think if there's continuity and consistency with that, managers will start to unwind this headset of the need millennials have to be praised over everything, which is unrealistic. Second, get out of that old-fashioned methodology that an annual performance review is the standard fare. Dole out praise on a more regular basis, along with advice about how to be even better at what they do. And third, be their partner as well as a great role model. Every young professional in every generation needs a mentor. The trick to that being successful is to do it in such a way that they won't even know that it's happening. But what they will know is that they're becoming increasingly more successful, they're getting more career opportunities to keep them engaged. Oh, and that actually increases their pay, and all good trends such as that leads to success for both management and the employees.
That's terrific advice, and I love that you brought up mentorship. As a millennial, I know how important it is to find someone you can go to for advice and counsel on a consistent basis. A mentor not only helps grow, but also retains employees. And well, I mean, this was great as always, Smooch, and we appreciate your insight, advice, and just everything you bring. You really are amazing. We can't thank you enough. And I hope employers are listening to what Smooch has to say and really starting to incorporate some of these ideals and initiatives moving forward. And at this point, Smooch, thank you so much for coming on today. I'm really looking forward to our next installment of Talent Talks and speaking to you further on this hot topic.
Thanks, Adam. I've enjoyed our time together as well.